Abuse of Power at Church Headquarters. The General Conference is itself becoming corrupted with wrong sentiments and principles. Men have taken unfair advantage of those whom they supposed to be under their jurisdiction. They were determined to bring the individuals to their terms. They would rule or ruin. The high-handed power that has been developed, as though position has made men gods, makes me afraid and ought to cause fear. It is a curse wherever and by whomsoever it is exercised. Testimonies to Ministers, pages 359 through 361, 1895. There are altogether too many weighty responsibilities given to a few men, and some do not make God their counselor. What do these men know of the necessities of the work in foreign countries? How can they know how to decide the questions which come to them asking for information? It would require 3 months for those in foreign countries to receive a response to their questions, even if there was no delay in writing. Testimony to Ministries, page 321, 1896. Those living in distant countries will not do that which their judgment tells them is right unless they first send for permission to Battle Creek. Before they will advance, they await yes or no from that place. Special Testimonies, Series A, 9, page 32, 1896. It is not wise to choose one man as president of the General Conference. The work of the General Conference has extended, and some things have been made unnecessarily complicated. A want of discernment has been shown. There should be a division of the field, or some other plan should be devised to change the present order of things. Testimony to Ministers, page 342, 1896. Unwise leaders do not speak for God. The voice from Battle Creek, which has been regarded as authority in counseling how the work should be done, is no longer the voice of God. 17, Manuscript Release, 185, 1896. It has been some years since I have considered the General Conference as the voice of God. 17, Manuscript Release, page 216, 1898. That these men should stand in a sacred place to be as the voice of God to the people, as we once believed the General Conference to be, that is past. General Conference Bulletin, April 3, 1901, page 25. A new denomination not needed. You will take passages in the testimonies that speak of the close of probation, of the shaking among God's people, and you will talk of a coming out from this people, of a purer, holier people that will arise. Now all this pleases the enemy. Should many accept the views you advance and talk and act upon them, we would see one of the greatest fanatical excitements that has ever been witnessed among Seventh-day Adventists. This is what Satan wants. Selected Messages, Book 1, page 179, 1890. The Lord has not given you a message to call the Seventh-day Adventist Babylon and to call the people of God to come out of her. All the reasons you may present cannot have weight with me on this subject, because the Lord has given me decided light that is opposed to such a message. I know that the Lord loves His church. It is not to be disorganized or broken up into independent atoms. There is not the least consistency in this. There is not the least evidence that such a thing will be. Selected Messages, Book 2, page 63, 68, 69, 1893. I tell you, my brethren, The Lord has an organized body through whom he will work. When anyone is drawing apart from the organized body of God's commandment-keeping people, when he begins to weigh the church in his human scales and begins to pronounce judgment against them, then you may know that God is not leading him. He is on the wrong track. Selected Messages, Book 3, pages 17 and 18, 1893. God will set everything in order. There is no need to doubt, to be fearful that the work will not succeed. God is at the head of the work, and he will set everything in order. If matters need adjusting at the head of the work, God will attend to that and work to right every wrong. Let us have faith that God is going to carry the noble ship which bears the people of God safely into port. Selected Messages, Book 2, page 390, 1892. Has God no living church? He has a church, but it is the church militant, not the church triumphant. We are sorry that there are defective members, that there are tares amid the wheat, although there are evils existing in the church, and will be until the end of the world. The church in these last days is to be the light of the world that is polluted and demoralized by sin. The church, enfeebled and defective, needing to be reproved, warned, and counseled, is the only object upon earth upon which Christ bestows his supreme regard. Testimony to Ministers, pages 45 and 49, 1893. The bulwarks of Satan will never triumph. Victory will attend the third angel's message. As the captain of the Lord's host tore down the walls of Jericho, so will the Lord's commandment-keeping people triumph, and all opposing elements be defeated. Testimony to Ministers, page 410, 1898.